I'll start with some ma'amorim on the Chazal say in a few places about what happened ever since Korban HaBayis. The Mishnah and the Gemara in Saita, Daf Mem Ches. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua. Miyom Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yom Shein Bo Klola, Lo Yerat Tal Libracha, V'nital Tam HaPeres. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Nital Shuman HaPeres. Ever since the day that the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav. So, there wasn't any day without Klola. There wasn't a Geshem Shel Bracha, Tal Shel Bracha, which I have to understand what that means. What's the difference between regular Tal, Tal Shel Bracha, V'nital Tam Peres, and fruit don't even have the same taste anymore. Rabbi Yosmer Af Nital Shuman Peres, right, the Shuman Peres, also even the, as it were, the density. The density of the peris also was removed. Prior to that, the Mishnah says the head of Mishor Beis Meir Bato Shamir Venofes Tzufim Upasku Anche Amona Mishrael Shenem Moshe Hashem Kigmar Chassid. So the also that ever since the Beis Meir was Nachrav, so the Shamir, which used to cut through stone, was disappeared. We don't have it anymore. And also sweetness, nofes tzufin, sweetness disappeared. And also pasko anche amana, people of faith, also ceased to exist. And the question is this the biggest pell out of all? Why should human beings be affected? Say pasko anche amana. That's what it says in the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara Brachas. Now it says the. From the pasuk that since Korban HaBayis, as it were, there's a solid iron barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that as it were, to daven, you have to daven very hard, the tight, right. No, so you have to understand what that means. Prior to Gemara, it says, "Omer lezem yom shachar beis mish ninalu sharei tefila shemar gam ezak vashvei sosam tefilasi." Later on, Gemara says, "Afa pishen sharei shud tefila ninalu sharei demos lo ninalu." You can still get through if you cry. We'll come back to that. Gemara in Bava Basra. Amar Rabbi Yocham, Yom Shachar of Beis HaMikdash, Nitna Nevua Min HaNeviim, V'nitna LaShaitim V'LaTinoikas. Right? Gemara gives examples that sometimes people who talk nonsense, you actually say things that are actually going to happen. Right? Now, to understand why that happened, Bishlam Nitna Ruach HaKadosh, but why Nitna LaShaitim V'LaTinoikas? And finally, the last example is the last Gemara in Perek Shmini of Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Miyom Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Tam Bia, V'nitna L'Ivrei Avera. Shnemar Mayim Gnuvim Yimtoko V'lechem Sarim Yinam. Stolen water and hidden bread, they taste better. Tom Bia, even intercourse doesn't feel the same, but it went to, right? But yes, so there's the question of understanding, well, what is the common denominator between all these things? Taste, right? And pleasure, and Ruach HaKodesh, right? And even people, Anshe Amona, right? But what needs further explanation is, the two Dvarim Dara Yoitzim and Aklau. Right, that Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara I just read, that so the Ruach HaKodesh was removed, but it was Nitna L'Shoitim. Right? And, the Tam Bia was Nitna, but it was Nitna L'Ivrei Avera. as if chas v'shalom cholte niskar. As I understand the you know, the pshat in all these things. Things like this. Chazal tell us in a few places. Beis HaMikdash Sholmata Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Sholmala. They're perfectly aligned. And then Rav Isaac Cover explains further that this is not such a pell. What it means, it's not a pell to understand mathematically, even though the pell, when it comes down to the physical realities, is astounding. Mamish astounding. Right? And we can understand like the huge tragedy what Chubar HaBayis was. Says Rav Isaac Cover, where is the center? What? No, I was just saying, you know, just abstractly speaking, without identifying, you know, that Yerushalayim is the center. All right? There's only one center, and it exists in every single dimension. Because, of, you know, the center is exactly halfway through the length, halfway through the width, halfway through the depth. And we only know of three dimensions, you know, but if there would be infinite different dimensions, right, the center would be there. All right? The center is trans-dimensional. Right? It's a vortex that touches all the dimensions. Right? Only one center, and it's in each and every single dimension. Because if it's not there, then it wouldn't be absolute center. Absolute center is at the half point of every single dimension that you could think of. Right? So it says, "Revise the cover." That's what it means. So, "Beis HaMikdash Sholmata." Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Sholmala. Doesn't mean like this one is here and this one is here. You know, yeah. Look up and you'll see it. They are superimposed on top of each other. Right? Nekudas HaEmtza of all the Olamas is the site of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's infinite Beis HaMikdash Sholmalas. And the Beis HaMikdash Sholmata and all these infinite Beis HaMikdash Sholmalas are all superimposed on top of each other. They're all in the same place. They're Nekudas HaMerkaz of all the Olamas, right? which is what makes the tremendous bracha that it brings to the world. Right? Talking first to the positive, and then we'll go into understanding what we're missing, understanding the magnitude of the catastrophe of Churban HaBayis. Right? But since the center is transdimensional, and you know everything meets at the center, that's what it makes possible, right, to import. Right, resources and energy from somewhere else. Right, that if something is deficient, right, somewhere, you have as much as you have. Right, you'd have to import more to make up the chaser, and that's why you find there's two lashonos that always go together. Very interesting, kedusha and bracha. Uveirachto mikol hayamim vekidashto mikol hazmanim. You say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. You say baruch kvod. You'll always find a phrase of Kedusha and a phrase of Bracha, or the two words Mamish, together. Right? And the Rishonim have already spoken about this. It's in the Rabbeinu Bechaye, it's in the Maharal. Right? Right? The two go together because Bracha means more. Right? What do you mean more? You have as much as you have. There is a law of conservation of matter. The matter could be neither created nor destroyed. You have as much as you have. Right? It doesn't mean you'll always have it in a useful form, because even though matter can't be destroyed, it could decompose and you know get scattered and become unusable. Right? Right? But you have as much as you have. Where does bracha come from? Right? The word is, well, kadosh means beyond. And he gufa, right? That kedusha and bracha go together. That if you want to have more, you're going to have to bring it in from the beyond, right? And that's why you know these all these
are
things.
You're not bringing matter in from the beyond. It's matter is constant. What are you bringing in from the beyond?
Okay, so we're going to show that that's not strictly the case. So first of all, I could easily answer you that what we said before, even though matter can't be destroyed, it's not always useful. As things decompose and they go down to their basic elements, then you can't use them anymore. So even though the world still, the globe will still weigh the same. If you put it on a scale when things are useful, they'll still weigh the same. Doesn't mean it's useful. right? And as you know, there's a, you know, retains its utility, but we're going to talk about what these Gemaras are being merames on. Taste, sweetness, right? Other elements that may not weigh anything. You know, put it on a scale, it's not going to make it any heavier. We're going to talk about this in a second, right? But, you know, there's two things that are parallel in their metzias, and they're hukshu zel lezeh in kol haTorah kula, and that's the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. You know, through the heckish between the two, we learn out that what's also doing Shabbos, everything went into B'beis. And Shosai Mikdash Torah says Shabbosai Tishmoru Ani Hashem, and there's like no shortage, right, of psukim that connect them, you know, and. No, and they're both called Kodesh, Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Torah, Shabbos Kodesh, and they're both the Makor HaBracha. Shabbos is Makor HaBracha. Yes, right. Because they're talk of parallel realities, as the Sefer Yetzirah talks about, right, that there are three general parallels that run through reality. Olam, Shona, Nefesh. Right? But the Beis HaMikdash is in the Olam, right, in space, in time, that's what Shabbos is. And in Nefesh, it's Klal Yisrael. Right? Klal Yisrael is the Am HaKodesh. Right? So there's the Mokom HaKodesh, right, and there's the Zman HaKodesh, right, and there's the Am HaKodesh, and these three go together. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave Shabbos to Yisrael, Knesoyah Ben Zugach, and then, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Mashres Shechina and Yisrael. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's power. V'niflinu ani v'amcha b'shre shetishre shechina al Yisrael v'lo tishre shechina al umas ha'olam. Now these three things go together. Am Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash and the Shabbos. And what the Beis HaMikdash is in Mokom, that's what the Shabbos is in Zman. Right, that's of course, you know, about imol Yisrael shtei Shabbosos mi adayu nigolim. Right, with the Koach of Shabbos, we could theoretically bring the Gula, and that's why, that's Moshe the Amkus ha'inyan. Right, that on Shabbos, you know, we're also in Avelus, right? But we still mention at the end of Ritzei, V'areinu Hashem Okeu B'nechem Asirecha B'in Yerushalayim Ir Kodshecha, right? You know, it's a time to be Mavakish on the Gula, even though we're not Misabo, right? Because this is the day which we're in Zman, where we're in the same dimension, you know, as the Beis HaMikdash, just mitzad the Bechinas Zman. We're still lacking Bechinas Mokom. And like we said, if only Am Yisrael would be Sharmer Shabbos Kuchasa, they could draw power from that and put the Beis HaMikdash back. And that's the side that these two are hukshu zelazet. But the point that we're getting to right now is that you want bracha, right? Bracha comes from Kedusha because bracha means more. And the thing is what it is. It is what it is. So why should it be any more than what it is? Right? And we daven, you know, uberaches lachmecha. You know, there should be bracha on this and bracha on that. Right? It is what it is. Right? So the answer is, you know, you could bring in from the beyond, and that's how you make it more. That from the dimension of Kedusha that's beyond, Kadosh Nivdo, right, from there comes bracha. So you could come and you could increase things. Right? So now without, you know, with, you know, you know, with without any type of connection to dimension of Kedusha, right? You can't have bracha either, right? And the world is what it is, right? But is what it is not the pshat that's going to stay the same. Because like we said before, even if matter, you know, can't be destroyed, right? But the tzura that makes it useful, that does go. The Chomer does not hold on to its tzura. The Chomer is poshet tzura velovish tzura. And that's what decomposition is. That even though decomposition, the globe will still weigh the same, even after something decomposes, but it's scattered. And it's not in a matzav that you could get any toeles from it. Right. So now, kol shkein. Right, this is even legabe bracha, and we're going to get back to that in a second. But this kol shkein true legabe nevuah, right? Hai nevuah is a communication with the beyond. Right, there's got to be a line of communication, right? And that's what the Beis HaMikdash was. Right? Lama nekra shema simchas beis hashem misham shoavim ruach hakodesh. So it's kal lahavim, right? That the that with the churban abayis paska nevuah. Right? The question is, we haven't been mavari yet. Why nitna l'shotim, and why tam was nitan l'over avera? But before we get to that, right, to build up the concept, right? You understand that when that portal is open, right? So there's a kesher to something that's beyond you. You know what that kesher is called? Right? There's something that you have right in front of you. That kesher is called das. Chibur, right? Just like, you could clearly analyze it from all the sides, get a grasp on it, have a kinyan in it, and all these things are called das, kayadua. Like the Achronim say, the ikra of a kinyan is das, the maisa kinyan is just a vehicle for the gemiras das. Right? Well, that's what science is like, right in front of you. Right? What's your kesher to something that's not in front of you? That's what we call emunah. Right? What do you need to have emunah? You need to have emunah. I got to trust you, right? Because you didn't bring the goods with you, right? So I'm going to give you the money because you're a ne'eman. Right? I put in you trust. Right? And that's a bond that we have with things that are out of our grasp. Our connection is called emunah. Right? Beirastichli be'emuna. Right? Our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emuna. Subsequently, Lasi Lovo, the pasuk says V'yadat Hashem, it refers to as Balmud explains over there. Lasi Lovo, it's going to it'll metamorphosize and will merge, and then V'yadat Hashem, and that's going to go from like erusin to nesuin. Erusin to nesuin. Erusin also. That's called Verastichli Bemuna Erusin, she's Osar Kulyamakesh, but she's also Osar to you. Kala Blo Bracha Asura Kanida. Right? After the Nesuin, now she's mutter to you. She's called Shera Krova Elov, then a coin could be metameter, but not after Erusin alone. It's not called Shera Krova Elov. Right? So, but it's a Keshet sign that's out of grasp. That's called Erusin. So it Asura Kulyamakesh, but it's not mutter to you either. Right, let's go drastically be'emuna. Right. The koch of emuna that Am Yisrael has is having a kesher in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's invisible, even though he's above Hasaga. Right? But there has to be some derech, right? Some portal by which that from afar you could still have that kesher. Right? So what it says, "Meyom shenechva beisrael pasku anshe amona," right? Even people with emuna, people who are trustworthy, don't exist because that koach came from the base of mikdash. Right? Even emuna, right, is the type of kesher you have with things that are beyond you and out of your grasp. That's the portal. Right? That portal got sealed. Right? And that's what it means. Right? That miyom shechav bedo that there's a bechitza shel barzel shel mafsekes ben yisrael ben aviyim shebashamayim. It's a dover nifalis bone about the koch of tefillah, that there's two elements to tefillah. Right, there's to state your case and you make a supplication and it says it's from the Malbim, talks about this also. There's a tzura of tefillah that says, listen, I have 10 rational reasons why it would be good for me and good for the world. You should give me this. Makes sense, it's good. Yeah, and you make all the argumentation. Right? And if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Right? Holech, holech, lolech, lolech. You submit your application. And Baruch Hashem either accepts it or rejects it. And Avada, that type of tefillah we still have, otherwise we'd stop davening altogether. Submit your application. And it goes through the different channels and the different Bate Dinim Shomala, and at any point along the way it could be rejected. The Ti'un, right, the argument is not a good enough argument. Right? But then there's a different type of tefillah. Kebena Mischate Ufnei Aviv, you're standing in front of your father, he can't say no to his son. Right? But you understand, ain't no doubt that if the son that's far away and writing a letter, you could say no unless the letter is very well written, with all many good reasons why you should send the money.
Where do we ever see in our Surah Tfilah the first time where we make a case? All of our Tfilah is Bakasha. We don't make a case, we just ask for it. We don't have rational argumentation why you should do it. First of all, why is such a Tfilah necessary? Because Baruch Hu knows arguments.
Right.
But where do we do such a thing?
So,
I can't think of any
field that would do such a thing. Well, first of all, Anshe Knesset as it were, did it for you. Right, and encoded it in the Nusach HaTfilah. But, you want examples from Tanakh. Listen, that's what Chana did with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She spoke tough to him. If not, I'm going to go be Nistar with someone and they'll have to give me the... We have Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say, encoded those psukim were arguments, Hey, the ego, he helps you,
If you use words, it's already an argument. If you're not using words, you're crying, or you're suffering, that's not
right, and that's Shari Demos. We're going to talk to that in a second. Right. I find Avada, this gets into talking to Halach. I mean, Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Bracha was held that it's an untenable position that you're allowed to, that anyone should hold. Shlomo Emunah, that you're allowed to make a bakasha from a malach. I mean, like the Maharal that said Machlisei Rachim should be erased, Rosh Yeshiva held that there's no sheet of Dol Yisham that held. Otherwise, Art Scroll is wrong when they put out their sikh, it's a machlokes rishonim. Right? But there is an idea in Chazal that, certain things we say B'loshan Arami, that the Malachi Ashares shouldn't understand and shouldn't be Makatre. It's not a license to make Bakashas to them or ask them to, please stay out of the way, because you can't make a Bakasha from anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his concept, there are certain fields that are, L'shon HaKadosh because Malachim are Niskokim Lahem. Certain things are not B'loshan HaKadosh. They're Baramis and Malchus are not Niskokin the Loshan Arami. That's talking about Tfila the latter. Because when you're making a case, so it has to clear this, has to clear all the different dimensions, and the Beis Din that sits on that dimension. It's gotta be a case that makes it through all the all the different channels. And it's very hard to make a case like that. Right? But that's the way it is when there's a protocol. Right? That's the way it goes. You got to make a case. Right? And that's also where the malachim come in and interfere, as it were, with the tefillahs or a niskat to the tefillahs. Not that it should be taken as a license to be pointed to them. Right? Although some achronim understand that you can. Right? Like those slichas that we have. But Shiva held it's a toast. It's also unconditionally usher, even when the malachim are involved, but they're involved when it's tefillah, the latter, where you have to make a case and has to get clearance and go from there and try to get clearance from that madrega and get clearance from that madrega.
Right? Yes, for Rachman, you're also making a case. The case is, you're in San Rachman, I need your help. That's the case most people make, that you're poor person, you have to say, I need money. That's the case you make, Sandy. You have money.
Yes.
You can help me out. Yeah, I've got money.
Yeah, but...
It's the best fit to do.
Yeah, no, so that's...
the right thing to do.
So Chazal tells us, the tzaddikim ask me oitzer mat naschina. They don't make a case because of their tzidkus. They ask from oitzer mat naschina. Right? China. Not for any reason. That's the tefillah ru'uya. The problem is that's the sasam tefillah. Right? The sasam is that when the ben is omed b'fnei aviv makes a bakasha kabena mischata b'fnei aviv, you don't need an argument. Right? And of course, the omed kadavar also is that tefillah reaches a much higher place. Not through channels.
Right. Yeah. We're entitled to it because of the Swiss Alps. We have Swiss
Alps.
A case is when you make a case, I deserve this.
If you deserve it, then you don't have to pray because God's going to give it to you. You're only making for a case because
that's not a case. That's a request. When you when your fifth comes and asks you for candy, that's not if I'm a can't case. You just ask me, you'll be a loving father giving candy.
That's it.
But if he asks me for candy, I won't give him because he's your father. That's why
he's not a case. The fact that he has to ask.
Your point is that there's a certain formula that they gave to us, and that's the case. Meaning,
that's it.
So the zemra,
right?
Shears the shabbacha.
Yeah, but it also means that we're stuck. You know, there's like channels that have to be,
right. As opposed to someone's life's in danger in the foxhole. That's already a different type of tefillah.
Yes, right. Oh, that's the difference between shari demas. What means shari demas lo ninalu? There's a beautiful story from the Besht about that illustrates this point. I wasn't planning to speak out, but Hol Vasil Yadon, right, that the story goes that the Besht called in his Baal Tokeh right, before Rosh Hashanah and said he sees, you know, Nizgalo, there's terrible Gzeros in Am Yisrael. Right. And, you know, Efshar with Tkiyas Shofar, we could be Mavatul the Gzera, but, you know, we have to do a special kavanas this year, and Ula Yesh Tikva. So they sat, and for 3 days they learned kavanas, big hecher kavanas. And the Baal Shem Tov tells the Tokeh, you should know that you got to memorize this, right? Because I'm not going to be able to answer you if you have any questions. You forget b'shas ma'isa. B'shas ma'isa, my thoughts are going to be somewhere else. Shalom al mahadein. So you have to get this straight. I'm not going to be able to help you, b'shas ma'isa. I'm going to be doing my avoda, you know, and minil minach, you know, testayim, and hopefully we'll be mevatel gzera. So the gabbai wrote out, you know, I mean, not gabbai, I mean the Baal Tokeh wrote out the kavonas on a tzetel, you know, which he put, you know, under the bima. It should be there if he forgets one of the kavonas. So yeah, simonim, you know, to remind him. Right, after Kriya Satira, you know, the Baal Shem Tov goes up to him, you know, you got the kavanas? He said, no problem, got it. Yeah, where is it? It's under the bima. Yeah, I put it in a special place, it's safe. You sure know? Yeah. Because I can't answer you. I won't be able to, if you have it, you're being mitbalbel, I can't set you straight. My machshav is going to be somewhere else. Huh? He said, no problem. I'm telling you, Rebbe, it's hidden right in a very, very safe place. Huh? Fine. Right? So it comes, you know, Lam Natzeh, you know, start the tkiyas, you know, Baal Tokeh looks, you know, reaches under the bima, no tzetel. It's gone. And Baal Shem Tov is already, you know, somewhere else, right? He's a machshavas, and then, you know, what are you going to do? There's no one to ask, Tzibor's waiting. She just breaks down crying. And he remembers teaching the Baal Shem, you know, the koach of Emunah Pshuta and the koach of, you know, Me'ome Kalev, and with that he blew all the tekiyas. Right? And Muna Pshuta and a lot of tears. Right? So at the end, you know, the Baal Shem Tov's mamash ben nehiru da'anpin, his face is shining. So when Mavatul the Gzera. If he only knew. And the Baal Shem Tov reaches in, you know, were you looking for this? The Baal Shem Tov stole the kavanas. He said the vort like this. You know what kavanas are? Kavanas are keys. You go to this chamber with that kavani, unlock that chamber. You go to that, you know, this kavani, unlock that chamber. But what if there's a mechitza shel barzel between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No key is good enough. What if there's so many doors? There aren't enough keys. The shari demos, that's a battering ram. It's a battering ram. And I had to put you in a state of such yush that, you know, that you would just have to draw on the strength of demos and pure, you know, pure cry. Right, but that's the word. It's an unbelievable word. Kavonis is also argumentation. Right? Kavonis to open up. But if there's a mechitza shel barzel, there are not enough kavonis to get through. It's a shari demos. Demos is a battering ram. That's why lonin alu, because I'll try the key. It's a battering ram. But benoach shabolim without the most, right, to just push a beam mischata kaben lifnei aviv, well, you're sealed off. You could only, so the tefillah is the nature of just submitting your application. I hope that along the channels it doesn't get rejected. But this is what it means now, that the that nital tam peris, right? Tam, this is a very important nakuda over here to get into what it means. You know, what do you think fruit tastes like before Chorban HaBayis? Before we get that, let's say a simpler idea to understand. That's just between tal that we know and tal shel bracha. That the Mishnah says that, you know, me'az, you know, there wasn't a tal shel bracha. Right? Because, right, before Chorban HaBayis, there was a dual nature to the rain that came down from Shemayim. Like the Lashon of Chazal, gishmei bracha. It wasn't just regular H2O, and the regular, because of the regular cycle, water evaporates and then precipitates. Right? There was something. It was also there was hidden within it.
Also, or just for Jews.
What?
It's for everybody.
Yes, it's for everybody, but b'schus am Yisrael. That's correct, because that's what Chazal say: Gadol Yom Maksham Yoser Mitchias Amesim, because Tchias Amesim is only for the tzaddikim, and Yom Maksham is for everybody. But it's b'schus the tzaddikim, right? So, ma'aseh of magrekim, mi magid, you know, through the tzaddikim, tefillas the tzaddikim, k'shomim mar yori, right? You're right. It's bracha for the whole world. Yeah, but of course, you know, the world could be so bad that the only reason why rain falls is b'schus the animals, like Shimon HaTzadik told Alexander, if it rains in your country, it must be in the b'schus of the animals, right? I'll tell you about that stam rain. But I'll tell you about gishmei bracha, right? That there was something else in the rain. There was a spiritual quality to it, right? That was bringing more, right? So, of course, in what way more? Not necessarily more mass, because the world would weigh the same, you know, you put it on a scale, you know, with bracha or without bracha, right? But lo mi bai, that things could last longer and not decompose so rapidly or avoid decomposition and hold their tzura. But this is what Chazal talk about, tam peros, shuman peros. And this is a dover niflalis bone, right? What is taste? Right? Seemingly the whole issue of taste is just a perception. It's all in your mind. And there's a sugya chamura ma'od, as to what's called to have fun, what's called to enjoy. So in the Sefer Kah Tova Tachlis that came out between the world wars from one of the Tversky's, has a chapter on this. So he makes the observation, fun or pleasure is all in the mind. Right? And that's why you could condition a person to enjoy just about anything. You could talk a real communist into enjoying living on a commune. You don't want to live like those decadent capitalists, those pigs, right? You really condition a person to enjoy anything, right? The Piasetzner was once giving a shmuz, and he had everyone crying. It was really hitting home. Right, and in the middle, he just stopped and walked out in a huff. And, you know, Hasidim asked him, but you were on a roll. You had everyone bawling. What was this? He says, they were enjoying the show. Right, so, and he likened it that a person could, enjoy the burn of a real lousy, cheap schnapps. You condition yourself, right? You condition yourself that, you know, you associate that burn with pleasure, having a good time.
It's says, too far already.
What?
Now you go
to cheap snacks. That's what he writes. Says so people could also that. People go to a Musser Schmooze. They like the burn. They like the. I saw. These guys were enjoying the entertainment. They were enjoying the drama. And I don't want to be an entertainer. Well, it's a happy movie or a sad movie. Right? But that's the amazing thing, Lee's boning. That seemingly all pleasure is just a perception. Right. Is there such a thing as pleasure be'etzem? Is there such a thing as pleasure be'etzem? Right. The whole thing is in the mind. That's Ezu Osher, Sameach Bechelko. A person could have $1 million, he could be miserable. A person could be poor, he could be happy. Because it's all in the mind. Right. If you are accepting, you know, you could, you know, associate what you have with pleasure. If you're unaccepting, you could have a lot, and so... It says, decide that you're shori b'tzar. Is there such a thing as pleasure be'etzem? Why? So the right. So the thing is, right, that right, Ruchnius is taka oneg be'etzim. Right? Varila davar olam haba. It's called, you know, tanug nitzchi. Right? The whole inyan, you know, of oneg in olam hazeh, you know, the gashmias tikka oneg, which, like we said, is kulo in the mind. Right? These things just give you stimulation. They stimulate the nerve endings, and the question is whether the mind will put those signals, construe them, accept them as pleasure or not. But the whole tachlis of oneg gashmi is only a mushal, right? So a person to have a mushal that extrapolate from that there is such a thing as oneg be'etzem, right? And that's really what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. The karosel Shabbos oneg gashmi, but then oz tis anag al Hashem, right? You're supposed to stimulate the Nevi'im gave us the Eitzim, stimulate the pleasure centers as a dugma, just to get it going and to open the mind that there is such a thing. But then you're supposed to seek and be oz tis anag al Hashem. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam writes in his Hadomer Sefer HaMaspik, right, that you know Shmir Shabbos is, you know, three different people could be keeping Shabbos kehalacha, but they're not keeping the same Shabbos. One guy just refrains from melacha. He doesn't do anything asur. He sleeps all day. Right? Another guy is mizbone in maase shemayim va'oretz. Right? And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in 6 days, on the seventh day rested. Right? And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be bigger than everything that he created. It says a third guy thinks even deeper than that, and that person is in a matzav of oneg. And the way the Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Aaron describes the oneg that he feels, this person is supposed to become oz tis anag al Hashem, and he reaches a state, he doesn't see the wall in front of him, his stomach is begging for food, and he doesn't feel it, he doesn't hear his stomach cries for food, you know, he is just in a matzav of oneg, he is being communing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ruchnius is oneg be'etzim. Right, all oneg gashmi is just a mushal. It's like any time a mushal is just to open the mind to the existence of the nimshal. Right, but all oneg that we have in gashmis is not real. Right, it's all in the mind. That's why a person could find pleasure in anything. Right, oneg amiti is ruchani. Right, and that's the mitzvah of avas Hashem. The Rambam describes. Right. The Rambam describes that, you go in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that, you know, that when you learn Torah, or you're misborn in Godless Hashem, right, you feel tanug, v'zui ahava mechuyeves, right, the avodah is just going to be misaneg al Hashem, right? That's where, you know, that's where love and oneg, I want to say, it's an experience of the thing itself. Physical pleasure is not an experience of the thing itself. You're experiencing your nerve endings. That's what you're experiencing. And the question is whether the brain will touch up those signals as pleasure or not. You're not really experiencing the thing gufa, right? Because in the thing itself, there's nothing really to experience. Right? What there was when it was a Beis HaMikdash, and there was, you know, a spiritual quality, right, that permeated everything, so there was tam peiros. It was like a type of taste, the etzem of experiencing the Pi Hashem, the Kol Motza Pi Hashem, that's in the Lechem, and that's in all the sustenance. You're tasting the Elokus. That was the time.
It wasn't physical.
But it was more real. It's more real. Right? That was real pleasure. Not synapses firing. Right? Well, just a synapse is fine. It's like the, an experience that you connect to the Dvar Hashem that's in the Pri, that gives it an existence. Right? It's Shurish. In Ruchnius was felt. That was the time. That was the sweetness. Right. And from there comes all bracha. And then from ever since then, you know, so El Chayom Shein Koloso, you know, Meruba Mechavero, because we're sealed off from that dimension that brings bracha, sealed off from that dimension that brings tam. So now here's the catch. All right. Since you are left, you know, with, you know, the counterfeit pleasure, right? Counterfeit pleasure of perception. Right. So here's the catch. The greater you are in fantasy, the greater you will think you are in pleasure. Because the thing is what the thing is. Right? Enjoyment is, you know, your perception of it. When you go into fantasy, that's kulo, a world of perception, but fantasy, false perception. You know, the more you're there, the more there is, as it were, a sense of pleasure, even though it's not the real thing. It's kulo dimyan. It's kulo dimyan. This is what Chazal mean. Koshin hirhuran shalavera yoser migufan shalavera. So there are many pshatim in that. You know, so Nefesh Chaim talks about because your poigem, the oilam of machshava, you know, which is even higher than the oilam of maisa, and that's true. Right, but this sefer that we quoted from before, Hatov Vatachlis, says, tell you why. The Hurure Avera is the whole Geschmack. You know, the Hurure Avera is the whole Geschmack. Right? The whole planning of it, and getting, you know, and that is, you know, and that comes from a greater and greater detachment from reality. That the over, you know, a person, you know, if the whole thing is fantasy, right? You don't want to wake up out of the trance. You don't want anyone to break the spell. You don't want anyone to get you out of your sleepwalk, ruin the sweet dream, right? You know, a dose of reality is the worst thing for fantasy. You know, a dose of reality ruins a whole party, ruins the whole, right? You got to get detached, be detached to really get into it. Baruch Hashem, I never experimented. But I understand, you know, that people who take narcotics, they talk about that, you know, it's oneg, right? And also everything else that they do, b'shas maisa, is also a much higher degree because they're detached from reality. Right? And, you know, well, and that's the Indian, you know, you wonder, you know, from, you know, you watch a TV show, and Sachakol, you know, about people like me and you, and real life is concerned to be stranger than you know the brain dead plot that they show over there. So why do you do it? Because it's fantasy. Because it's fantasy. This is as old as the very first chet. Right? When the Nachash sold Adam Arishan on this idea. Visim Kelohim Yodei Tov V'ra. Right? So Rashi says, Yotzrei Olamas. You have your own world, a world of fantasy. Right? And like Adam Arishan wasn't, he was walking around naked. He wasn't embarrassed. So the Rambam explains in the Mira, he didn't know what nakedness is. It's an artificial concept. It's an agreed upon concept that it's dirty and naughty. Right? It's something which, you know, mankind made up. It's an imaginary concept. And in the world of science or in the world of strict Avodas Hashem, it doesn't exist. You know, it exists by our perception. And that once it exists by our perception, you have to wear clothes when you dive in, right? But it's because we fell into that perception, right? But that's also what makes it geschmack. It's dirty, right? And when he went from, you know, Das Torah, the Das of the Eitz Chaim, to Das Tov Hara, that's a fantasy world. Das Tov Hara is the world of fantasy. Right? You're not talking, as the Rambam explained, you're not talking MS versus Sheker. You're not talking objective reality. You're talking about pains and pleasures, and you can weave the two together into a very nice story. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Sometimes you need some drama in your life. Yeah. The world of Tov and Ra, you know, stump, plus and minus, as opposed to MS and Sheker. And it's being reality detached. That's the whole geschmack. I mean, the pseudo pleasure, right? It's all fantasy, right? And you know, reality kills fantasy. Reality kills fantasy. Right? Can't really enjoy things, you know, when you're serious minded. You have to be lightheaded to have fun, right? Because, you know, our musik of tanuk, right, is one that, you know, Rahman al-Tzan, we're being misanig on the Hester Punim. Being misanig going into, you know, a fantasy world that doesn't really exist. Right? As opposed to when the Beis Hamikdash was there was Tanug Be'etzem. And you could be realistic, serious-minded, realistic. A bar das, never lose your das, never go a little bit crazy. Right? And still be in oineg, be in perpetual pleasure with being serious-minded. With being serious-minded, with never losing sight of the right and the wrong, and what's demanded from you, al pi halacha, what's demanded al pi musar, you could be in that type of state and be an unbelievable oneg, tamid. Now, it's not shaykh. A person, you have to like lose a little bit, by, you know, right? You have to be orik mikame more. You have to put yourself in a little bit of hester, a little bit of, you know, to have a good time. Because cool fantasy, and that's what it means. Tam bia, that once upon a time, right, when the, you know, just like the Beis Hamikdash was like the zivik between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's right, in Zman HaKorban, they found the kruvim mu'urim zeh bezeh, right? It was, you know, it was the house, like, you know, we were his wife, right? There was also that type of tam in bia, right? It was like oneg be'etzem, that you're misaneg, that when man and woman are together, it makes the cosmic tikkun, something that we spoke about by the Yortzer Ri, that ever since Bria Sarkos was mezaveg zivugim, right, it's the end of pulling the piece together, but there'll be an oneg ruchni, right, in the zivug, right? And to have that oneg ruchni, you have to be reality-minded. You have to be serious-minded. You have to be philosophically inclined. Everything's that we call nerdy and, you know, anti-fun, right? But you have to be that type of serious-minded person to have that oneg, oneg be'etzem. So now it's nitla tam v'nitna, right? Right? It's nitna, right? La ovre avera. The Shara says the Maral, because the ovre avera, you know, when we do something, how connected?
They don't feel guilty.
That's right. They are. You said it. Maral said they're mischaber to that thing, chibur gomur. Because they have no conscience and they are totally reality challenged. They have, you know, and the nechras bo ruach shtus. They have nothing to dampen the experience, which is all fantasy and all in the mind. They are totally detached from reality. Right? The moral person, say, has guilt. Kol Shekhin, if the thing is mutter, so, you know, that's reality. Reality is boring. Reality is boring. Fantasy is fun. That's why the entertainment industry thrives so much. There's just the geschmack of running away from reality because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reality. Right. And that's what it means that. Exactly, right? That once upon a time, you know, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, so, you know, Ruach HaKodesh would be built on top of a healthy base of Das. The Navi can't be insane, you know, like the Rambam in Halacha Sinuch, Sotei Torah. The Navi has to be well-educated and a Bar Midas, you know. He's no acid head, you know. The Navi is no acid head. This guy is very, very intelligent and very down to earth and refined midas, you know, and if a person doesn't have those qualifications, you don't have to be choshesh for any ois or mufis that he made. That which we ask for also is only if he passes clearance on a background check on his chokhmah and his midas. They grew up there. If a person doesn't pass that background check, we don't have to be choshesh for any ois or mufis, even if he splits the Pacific Ocean. Nothing. Right? He's not a novi. That it should be that, you know, that the layer of Ruach HaKodesh was built upon a healthy foundation of being a bardas. Right? Right. Right? But now, since that portal is shut, right, the straight way is shut, right? So certain things bleed through. As we're static. And of course, no one ever said that the Ruach HaKodesh that the Shotim get is reliable. It's not. You know, it's not reliable. Right? No one. Right, you don't know what becomes, but the reason why it's possible is right because you know cause even though the straight path, you know, is blocked, right? There's you know what filters down, you know, breaks through, bleeds through, right? A regular bar das is not going to pick up on it, because he's going with seichel, right? He's going with seichel, and the little sparks, they're not secheldic. When the portal is open, it comes in a levush that's like, as if secho and das is ground floor, and this is the second story, built on top. Right? When it comes through this way of what bleeds through, it kind of like static. Right? So it's not in a way that the das can use to supplement itself. Right? It's not usable. So a bar das is going to be oblivious to it. Dafka a meshugana, who's a low bar das, right? He's empty here. He could pick up on it. And the Maharal stoles it too. The Maharal in the same place. To why do all the chamor of Ason of Bilam saw the Malach, Bilam didn't see the Malach, right? Because like the animals, because of their choser das, they could pick up on that static. You know, a bar das won't pick up on that static.
Why does something have to bleed through it all? Why is the Bria set up that way, that there has to be something gets through a static and bleeds through. If it's not, and you know, what's the
hechra
for that?
No, so the hechra is because if the mechitza would be absolute, the world would wither away, mamish. Right? Because the elyonim support the tachtonim. There's a totem pole of reality. If the mechitza would be absolute, then the world would have just been bad. Would have totally decomposed by now. Right, so there's still some type of kesher. And you know, and so because that's some residual falls up because they're still, as it were, because the world is still on life support, mitzad el yoinim. But that's what it means because the portal is sealed, so what bleeds through is not perceivable to a bardas, right? Dafka a person who's a lav bardas could pick up on it, right? The problem is he's a lav bardas, you can't be somech on him, right? Right. But Klal Shel Dover, what the Beis Hamikdash was the portal between the universes, what we call the wormhole in physics, that made the connection between all the dimensions, you know, wide open and interfacing with each other, and in that mahalach there's bracha, there's oneg, but real oneg be'etzem. That they're not oneg that you have to be, you know, half drunk to have a good time. Oneg that you could be serious. And the more serious you are, and the more of a bar das you are, right? And the more of a baal musr you are, the more pleasure you'll have.
Tom is the same word for pleasure and reason.
Correct. I meant to speak that out. That is correct. Like my time. You know, man, the more you're a bar das, the more oneg you'll have from life. The more serious mind you'll have. Because you know, the real oneg is ruchni. Right, you know, which could be chal and a bar das. Right, tefillah would be different. Right, the tefillahs all be that every time you're mispal, you're oimed mamish lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to get clearance from all the different chambers in between. Right, and you go every hour, you could ben mischata lefnei aviv. Right, there'd be emuna. Right, in a world that has a base of mikdash. Right, so the portal is open. So even though say it's kadosh and it's nivdal. Right, but the door is open, and you can have that kesha with the nivdal. It's called emuna. Right. And that's it. And that's what there is. Bavano seinu. But now you can understand what Chazal say. Kol adam sheyesh bo das kilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Understand what it means. A bar das. A bar das is a person who is firmly connected to the truth. We spoke about this. We spoke about the famous mashal of Rav Huttner, of a lav bar das. Right. You know, the person, you know, if a person chasrom died young, so you have the young Amar and the young Yisomim, you know, sitting in, you know, in the shiva house, you know, with the lights out, you know, and curtains are drawn, it's dark, you're depressed, you could feel the depression, you know. Cut the depression with a knife. One guy comes in, you know, Bermuda shorts, Ray-Ban, Hawaiian shirt, says, hey, this is not right. Says, turn on the lights, open up the curtain. A little bit of simcha, you know, mitzvah gdoli op simcha, right? What about Gamzu Latova, right? Gamzu Latova, right? Yeah. And, you know, he's in a better place, you know. He wasn't doing that well here. His business was lousy. He's in a better, you know, doing better. You know, heck, you know, even if he's in hell, you know, he wasn't that good.
A funeral like that. His son got up and made that kind of a speech.
You're kidding.
He said, my father told me to say it. He was sick for a while. He said, nobody should feel bad. Go party, go do whatever. I'm in a better place.
So the guy himself comes and says that.
I was at that funeral. It was the first time I ever saw it. Because they had, it was on Jeffers, you know, Jeffers Memorial. Fort Hamilton Parkway. It's the first time I ever actually see what's going on inside because I'm a Kohen. So they built a glass wall and the Kohen, my mom is like a few feet from the Nifta and you could see the speaker and he made that speech. I was like blown away.
Yes, so even if he's in hell, you know, it's good for him. You know, he gets kapara. He needs that kapara.
He was very confident that he was going to
heaven. Yeah, I say, okay, so I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You just proved the point about how the world, all these years without a base of mitzvah, we lost our das, right? Right? So that was for Futner's marshal, for someone who's a lav bar das. Even though theoretically everything he said was true, I mean, the guy Taka was no good, right? Right? You don't say that you gotta know, right? Knowing the score, getting it. A person who really gets it, that's the real das. That's kill individual. We don't have real das, bismanazah. I mean, if you feel like a man, you're a man. If you feel like a woman, and which told you that the siach, the level of dialogue, that if you lost their mind, right? There's no right or wrong. Nothing is anchored. Nothing is anchored. Right? And it comes out that, you know, the as if there's a negative correlation, that the more a person claims to be from the intellectual circles, right, the more they come up with crazier ideas. But you know who said this already? The Chassid Yaivitz, who lived through the Spanish expulsion. Right? The Chassid Yaivitz writes he has a few books that, you know, chronicle the, and he's made that, you know, in Spain, there were big intellectuals, people that thought, claimed in their own mind, they're following in the derech of the Rambam and the Mor Nebuchim. And he says, all those intellectuals were not Omei Bin Nisayan. Right? And Dafka, the Posh dimension. Right? The Posh dimension, you know, at Emuna Pshuta, they're the ones who were willing to die on Kiddush Hashem, and they're the ones that went into Golas. And that's when he saw that, he became very anti-philosophy and speaks against a few chibur against philosophy. No tuelis comes from it. Right? Because it's pseudo-das. Like everything since the base image is, it's like it's pseudo-pleasure, because it's all pseudo-pleasure. It's also pseudo-das. The portal is sealed. That's where all these liberals come from, you know. Yeah, no, Hashem Yirachem. Right, so you know, and that's they understand what Chazal really meant. Call it a shesh bo das. Who's not a bar das? What do you mean? No one. That's the point. A real bar das that really knows the score, that Hashem will look him, beino muvado. Everyone says that. How many people are like real with it? When there was a base of mikdash standing on earth and the portal was open, you could be easily real with it. So a person is zocher to it, even bisman hazeh, kilu nivna base of mikdash biyamav. For him, he's connected. He's connected. For him, the portal is open. Is that what that means? Right? That's what the Rebbe has to help. We have to realize that we're living in a sealed box. We're living in a sealed room, a virtual reality. And maybe why be a menu, you know, connected to, you know. The kids spend all the time on these, you know, in Dimyon. It's the movies or the games, and you know, there's some Mishugasa, some Pokemon, and people, you know, stampede, you know, following their phones for Dover Shalohaya, Velo Nivra, right? and ruined historical sites. It was in the news. So I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. It's they're following a blip on our phone, a dover shalohaya below Nivra. Right?
They're walking off course. Come on, God, they walked off course.
But it was a matter of time, you know, because you know, we're living in a sealed room in a pseudo reality, one big VR, one big virtual reality, and just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throwing it in our face. That, you know, it's a reflection. What's going on is supposed to be a reflection. We have to understand, right, that, you know, we're sealed off from, we are living in just one subsection of reality, one sealed room that has been sealed off from the whole. We don't have real pleasure, it's only virtual pleasure, right? We don't have real das, right? We don't have real emuna, nothing is real. It's all just one big movie in a sealed off room. And that's what Baruch Hu has to help us to realize that, you know, the, even the religious experience, the tefillah, is not the same. There's a mechitza shel barzel. The Shabbos is not the same. Nothing is the same. Because the dimension of, the portal to the dimension of Kedusha and to make the experience real is sealed. The problem is that, you know, the movie has become so absorbing. We don't know that we're living in a virtual reality. Right? We'll just end with one story, which is a mushel for us today. You know, because, you know, and it's a story that should be told because, you know, everyone's into, like, well, we're such a door, we're such a low door, so one thing right is good enough. Right? It's like the overused and abused, you know, saying, you know, we're such a low door, so we do one thing right once, it's got to be enough. Right? So there's a famous, you know, Gemara in a few places in Shas, this will end. Because Mamasha Marshal for us. Right? You know, we find, hello, Yesh Kono Lama B'Shachas. A few places in Shas. And by each, every instance, it's the same response. Bocha Rebbe. Right? That's a Pella. That's why Bocha should be B'Simcha. In one moment, I mean, heck, you know, our whole door is relying on it. Do something, you know, it's such a hard door. Do something right once. It's enough. Right? So why, y'all? So, yeah.
I always said that
Psalm
is because what he did was such a high madrega that he was able to be in his whole lifetime. Maybe he never reached that kind of madrega. Okay. Because he was able to be Kona Olama, whereas everybody else takes a lifetime to be Kona
Olama. Okay.
Said,
so. Okay, so the Chidushim says something else.
Means that he feels that Rabbi Kiva his whole life was waiting for a moment.
Yeah.
That he can reach this madrega.
Yeah.
He was the great Rabbi Kiva his whole life.
Yeah.
What was he waiting for? He was waiting for this. He wanted to know whether he had the ability to overcome that even seriousness.
Yeah. That's one way of looking at it, even though Rabbi Kiva is not one of the examples of Kona Olam B'Shachas.
No, he's right. Because he was ready Kona Olam.
Right.
But he passed the test. He came to seriousness. He can't pass the test.
Right. So I'll tell you, there's a Chidush Erim. But Hasidim say that there's a, yeah, Hasidim says a pshat, right? But the Hasidim say like a Torah Shebaal Peh that's not written in the Chidushim. How the Chidushim was made on this pshat. And the story goes that when he was a younger man, he used to go to Rav Simcha Burnham of Prashischa. So he was, Shver cut him off because he went to the Hasidim. He goes to the marketplace, you know, where all the Baalei Agolah are, see who will take him to Prashischa for just a few. A few grushim, not enough to pay the whole fare. Right? There's one real grubba bala gola. Right? So listen, I'll take you as far as your fare reaches. Right? But after that, you know, you get off and, you know, may God help you. Right? Right? So yeah, and he was like also like the sixth guy in the carriage, put him in like on the trunk or something like that. You know, and all the other carriage empties out, it's just the chidushim left, and he says, you know, listen. Chidushim tells him, you know, you need to find your next fare anyway. Start driving towards Prashischa. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin you, you know, other riders, you know, that need to go in the same direction. Say, you know what? I'll try that. But you get in the trunk, right? Because you have no money to pay me, right? And I need the place for paying passengers. So he puts Chidushim in the trunk, driving on, you know, and no passengers coming, nothing. Every once in a while, he says, listen, I had enough. I'm going back. So, oh, come on, try it a little bit longer. You know, until finally, you know, they got so close to Prashischa, the guy said, you know, what the heck? Right? I'll get the kid to his Rebbe for Prashischa. You know. And whatever, a few delays, this and that, they come into They come into Peshitzka a few months before Shkia, and you know, he drops the Chirush Rim off at Beis Merish, you know, curses him out and says, I never want to see you again, right? You know, how did you calm me into this whole thing? And then he goes to look for an inn for himself. Right? And on the way to the, you know, pulls up to the inn, the Agola fell apart, and the horse dropped dead. And that's this guy's whole life. The guy, this grubber mensch, didn't know from anything else his whole life. So he said, he just walked up to the innkeeper and said, give me a key. Any room. Right? Took the key, hung himself, committed suicide. Because the whole world collapsed. You know, so. Right? So that night, the Chiddush HaRim, right, had a vision that this guy was being put in front of the Beis Din Shomala. So the Sultan gets his file. So this is the easiest case I've ever had. So he goes on, you know, from a young age, he dropped out of cheder, and did this, and that, that. And to top it all off, right, he commits suicide on Leil Rosh Hashanah. Right? Eternal damnation. Right? It looks like they're going to be chosim is din. Right? On eternal damnation. And the Bezid Mar says, wait, there's a witness. Right? You know, someone wants to, you know, present evidence. Right? The Beis Shabbat door open and the Susan Angola, you know, a horse and a buggy come in and get on the scales. Right? It wasn't quite machria litzad schus, right? But, you know, it made a difference. And the Bezim Shomala says, you know, it's an ace rotzen. Right? Even though this doesn't, you know, make up for a whole life of misdoing, but, you know, we're going to give you grace. And the son is screaming and shouting and complaining. This is not MS. The guy's scum. We got to put him away. There goes a shtick on the son, and the son can't believe what a bad day he's having. Right? Understand this. And he turned to him and said, look, you know, because you got this kid to his Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to give you a choice. Right? You choose where you go. You decide. So really? Whatever? Yeah. Wherever you want for yourself, that's what we're going to give you. And the son wants to say, but there goes her shtika. Yeah. Seriously? Wherever you want to go, that's where we put you. And you know, my whole life, I was jealous of those guys with the fancy coaches, you know, with the padded seats, and it was always well painted, you know, and six white horses. I want to be like one of those guys. And then they released the band from the Sultan, and the Sultan's laughing. Says, oh, you guys are the best. All right, this was totally worth it. You jerk. You could have had anything. Right? And this is what you chose. This was so worth it. And that's what they did. They threw him in an oilam of dimyon, and that's where he is. Arayom Hazeh. Driving, you know, in a world of illusion, driving, you know, a carriage. Shalohayu v'lo nivro, six white horses. Shalohayu v'lo nivro. You know, says, some nuschal says an epilogue that Hushrim learned Mishnah from us. Mevakish rachamim on him, they should realize he's dead and ask for something better. Right? But he says, that's the pshat. When you're kaina olomo b'shah achas, you don't have kalim to appreciate it. You never built up your spiritual muscles. Right? You never conditioned your eyes, lachazos b'noam Hashem. You never condition your ears to really be misaneg al diri Torah Chazal Zayim Shamoah Tishma. Shamoah to be Yoshan Tishma Bacharish. They're talking about if you really attune yourself to listen to the essence of Divrei Torah, you'll always hear something new. You never worked on yourself. Your eyes were spent on movies and your ears on garbage music and Lashon Hara, right? And it's all because in this door it's enough. In this door it's enough. You're Kono Lama B'Sha Achas. But you never built up, you know, the capacity of all the kalim that you have to ever be makabel and see ruchnias, so you're gonna put you in shemayim, and let's say you'll be zochet to a massive olam above something big you did, but you're not gonna have eyes to see it, not gonna have ears to hear it, not gonna have a sense of taste to be misaneg on it. What did you do? That's bacha rebbe, right? And you get kol olam shachas is a person that has no kalim. What? Right? Well, but the. Yeah, it says you get it, but you can't. If you get it b'shachas, you have no kalim, right? You have no kalim to appreciate it. And that's what we have to work. We have to realize we live in a pseudo-reality. Tom is not a real Tom. Hano is not a real Hano. Das is not a real Das. And the religious experience of Tefillah is not the real thing. Nothing is the real thing. We got to wake up and get out of that fantasy. Realize that we're in a sealed box, sealed off from the real reality, and do something to get a little bit more and a little bit past and a little bit beyond. Right? Chotch, to build up the Kalim for Olam Haba, but if enough Jews would do it right here, right now, says Ramchal Das Tfunis, realize that this world we live is an Alma D'Shikra, it's all an Olam HaDimyon. The real reality was sealed off from us with Chorban Abayis. It's all a pseudo-reality and pseudo-pleasure and pseudo-das. If enough people would wake up in one grand moment, the Gula would come immediately. Because once you're makir the emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you the emes that you're makir. That's what we have to do. Got to wake up and sensitize, realize that we are desensitized, right, to reality, to ruchnius, right? And we never were toim tam miyomenu, real tam. Never had real tam and real einig miyomenu, right? And condition ourselves to get past that and to be zochet to us tis anagal shem mehera yivana amikra.